how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. I'm easy back to me.
Adventure. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Sometimes.
And we don't have a chance to really have a heart-to-heart talk. And tonight, we need to catch up on a lot of things. A lot of things that are going on in the news. And, of course, one thing that I did not get a chance to talk about a week or so ago that I promised you I would try to talk about would be this business of the BBA. Say, what is the BBA, Rick? Well, it's the Balanced Budget Amendment. And it should be rejected for a number of reasons. And, of course, it may be used to open up a Pandora's box to change the Constitution once again. This has been an ongoing game of the internationalist, globalist, New World Order folk, you know, that want to officially change the Constitution and open it up to all sorts of new amendments and new tinkering. And for some obvious reasons, they would like to do that. Well, the Balanced Budget Amendment is nothing more than a ruse. And I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking with you about that tonight, because we really haven't had a chance to talk about these issues and philosophize as well in some time. So I will do that. I'll talk a little bit about my perspective on the Balanced Budget Amendment, the BBA, and people like George Allen, Senator George Allen from Virginia, who, of course, is on the side of the BBA.
Are we?
We're on the air? Good, good. All right, thank you. I've been waiting for an hour to get on. Here I am. And yes, indeed, we are on live. We are not going to give you a rebroadcast tonight. We're not going to play another program. Willing. But we are going to somehow get through this. Equipment there.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down. Bloody war and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Rubbing a well for the Republic Trading Group, renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Okay, as they say, we're back. Here we are now. We're going to begin the program on a very exciting note, as we usually do. Well, as you know, every week now for the past month or so, we have had a guest at least once a week, either from the Texas Minutemen or from Americans for Immigration Control or some other group dealing with the invasion of the United States. Well, tonight is no exception, actually. And we do have with us a female young lady who's decided to take it upon herself to become part of the movement of Americans to preserve our borders, what's left of them. Now, we mentioned that she'd be with us, I guess, last week, right? We did say something about it. And she's here now, and her name is Marcy Bain. And I want to say good evening to you, Marcy Bain. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mr. Adams?
All right. Just call me Rick, by the way. I'm doing
okay,
fine.
I sure will, and you can call me Marcy.
All right. Marcy, is it?
Yes, it is.
M-A-R-C-I, right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Marcy, now you're not in the Texas Minutemen, are you?
No, I'm not.
Because you're a woman and they're men, or no?
Well, no, I just, I have four kids and a life. And so right now I can't, you know, I can't focus that much attention outside doing something else. They do a lot of, obviously, hard work and spend a lot of time away from their families. So
that's right. And we have them on usually every week. And, of course, this is, you know, your turn now to tell us basically why what you are really a part of. You're not part of the movement in the sense of being part of the militia, but or the Minutemen or any other group, but you are in, I believe you're in Western El Paso, is that right?
Yes, I'm in El Paso. I'm actually in a little small town outside of El Paso, right along the Mexico-Texas border.
Uh-huh.
And I actually live about half a mile from the levee, which is kind of, you know, that separates the Rio Grande from, you know, the places in part of Texas where people can actually walk on. This is what the other side of that in between the levee and the Rio Grande would be, strictly Border Patrol and that kind of thing. So I'm half a mile, I mean, down the road from the mm-hmm. border. And since all these issues have come up about illegal immigration lately, I've just started taking it upon myself to email senators, get on radio shows wherever I can,
mm-hmm.
and try to give people a perspective from someone who lives down here on the border and isn't necessarily part of any political movement, but just an average American citizen who
right.
deals with this issue on a daily basis.
And what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with that, no. I wish there were more of me.
Yes, I wish there were more of you, too. And in all seriousness, you know, it is a crazy situation because you know, it's almost hilarious, tragically so,
yes.
in the sense that we even have to do this, and we have to draw attention to the fact that, you know, we have a bunch of Pinocchios running this country, leading off with Mr. Pinocchio in the White House, who just today was in California saying, well, of course, there's no point to stopping the flow of illegal mm-hmm. Invaders into the country because we're not going to be able to have the resources and the practicalities to go and get every one of these creatures and send them back whence they came. That wouldn't be practical, says Mr. Bush. See, it's more practical to invade all of the countries of the world, to send our forces all over the planet, and to engage in a $1 trillion effort to stabilize Iraq and make it safe for democracy. See, that's more practical. That's more realistic than defending our country and our borders. And, Marcy, you say?
Well, I say absolutely. And I say that how can one even discuss Iraq and the war on terror without discussing the serious control of people and things that are coming into our borders?
Well, isn't that really where the war is, right here in America?
I'll tell you, you can't win one without the other. I mean, you have to concentrate on both. And what the president is basically saying here is that, and I kind of use this analogy a lot when it comes to a bank going out, a bank that's been robbed, and they go out and hire a security company that says, okay, we're going to come in, we're going to spend all this money, we're going to give you the latest technical security devices, and we're going to do all these things. We're going to go out, and we're going to find the guys that did this. And, oh, by the way, keep the back door open, though, because there's really no sense in locking anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that until everybody comes together and kind of get away from the political issues, Democrat versus Republican, and look at what illegal immigration is doing to Americans. And when I look at this, I look at three different issues, really, concerning illegal immigration. And first, we look at the economic impact and mm-hmm. what it's doing to our medical arena, to the educational system, the justice system, the environmental impact, depression of wages, the tax burden versus the benefit, remittances of wages to Mexico, which would, you know, lack thereof of benefiting the economy here at home. And then secondly, the cultural and the social impact of assimilation or lack thereof of assimilation, mm-hmm. the increases in poverty and crime, further polarization, illegal insourcing, what I like to call illegal insourcing. We talk a lot about, especially in the 2004 campaign, about American jobs going overseas. And, you know, this seems to be a raw nerve that hit American workers. And then here we have the same thing happening, only here in our borders, in which we have illegal immigrants taking jobs away from legal Americans. And finally, the social impact, I believe, with these what I call pro-Mexico movement groups, such as Mecha, La Raza, the Mexico movement in search of Aztlan, who basically believe that all of southwestern United States belongs to Mexico and that I, myself, am an illegal alien. moving here in Texas.
That's right. In fact, they don't go just to the southwest of the United States. Now they're looking to the entire country.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know how they plan on paying for all these social benefits once they kick all of us out.
Well, see, that's the thing they haven't thought of yet.
Right.
They really haven't advanced that far in their thought processes to be able to understand that once the middle class is destroyed and the working people of this country are totally eradicated, there is not going to be any more program.
That's right.
There's not going to be any more support, any more welfare, any more job support or security. All of that will be gone. And maybe we should work toward that end. You know, I mean, maybe we should just give them what they want and just shut down the whole federal government, because that is what's keeping the system alive, this corrupt system.
Absolutely.
And the more we pay taxes, the bigger it gets, the more we get smaller. And these so-called immigrants that are coming into the country are doing nothing more than taking advantage of a system, a corrupt system that is here, that their own corrupt system in Mexico can no longer support. See, that's what's happened. Mexico went socialist many, many, many years ago. We're following their path, and we cannot continue on that path without a collapse.
I absolutely agree with you. And if you, I really would challenge anyone who doesn't believe that this is happening to just take a trip down to any one of these southwestern states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California most especially.
Mm-hmm.
Go to those border areas and look and see what massive illegal immigration will do to an area. You know, when I've gone through and looked at the federal cost of all of these things that I discussed, the economic impacts, that's not including how it impacts the local economies, the local governments, whether it be the state or the counties. For example, here in El Paso, we have, I believe it was in 2003, that the county spent around $13 million to jail illegal immigrants, and were only reimbursed around $1 million by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
In El Paso, we're talking about a poverty-stricken area of the country, and to burden a place like El Paso with the additional cost of dealing with illegal education, medical, criminal incarceration, and everything that goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect any type of economic growth in a positive direction. And so this, what we see here happening along these border areas, eventually we're going to see happen in these influx areas of immigration in different parts of the country. And I think we're starting to see that, and I think people have been surprised by it.
Right.
You know, what we've seen of the rallies and this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We down here along the border have known about these issues forever. I mean, I went to a school in which myself and my cousin were the only Anglo kids in the school.
Mm.
Everyone in my kindergarten class, save around three kids, didn't speak English, so I therefore spoke fluent Spanish by the time I was at the end of my kindergarten year. And, you know, it's a part of life down here. I love the Mexican culture. It's a part of me. It's, you know, I feel more at home in a Mexican restaurant here than I would, you know, somewhere else among Anglo people in another part of the state or the country. And we laugh about it sometimes, those, you know, gringos that live down here. We say that, you know, we don't feel comfortable among gringos. I mean, this is our culture. But at the same time, I don't believe, and I think it's a lie to think or say, that the legal Mexican immigrant population in this country thinks that all of this is okay. And I think that the polls show that, you know, the majority, albeit a small majority, but the majority of American legal Hispanics do not like illegal immigration. Because who do you think is affected the most by illegal immigration in the job market area? It is the legal immigrants, those unskilled laborers, those uneducated but hardworking legal immigrants. Those are the ones who lose the job.
Exactly. Well, time for a break, and we will be right back with you. Stay where you are. Our guest, Marcy Bain, and she's here tonight to add a female voice and face to this opposition to the Invasion USA. We'll continue when we come back. I'm Rick Adams. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And our guest is Marcy Bain. Marcy is telling us what it's like to live right next to the border of Mexico. And she's trying to explain to us just how bad the situation is. And, of course, it has been for a long time. While we here in other parts of the country are still a little bit remote from the area, Marcy, tell us, give us an idea, for instance, those who don't know, what really is a day-to-day life for you and your family in El Paso, Texas?
Well, my parents and have been farmers down here for since my grandfather.
What do they grow?
We have pecans, cotton, mm-hmm. corn, chili, alfalfa. And and we have no illegal aliens working for us, by the way, and we're farmers. Can you imagine? That's an oxymoron, I thought. But anyway, the issues that we deal with, for example, is in any given evening or morning, you have people coming through your yard. Leaving clothes.
You mean trespassers, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving clothes, in some circumstances, especially dealing with when you have the coyotes, which are the, for those that may not know, these are the people that are paid to smuggle immigrants or illegal aliens into the country. They're known as coyotes. And they, especially when being pursued by Border Patrol or anything like that, will just tear through whatever, a field, your yard, your dogs, whatever it may be. And, you know, just the constant thought of at any minute, you know, somebody could be right outside your door hiding. I've had guys, two boys hiding in my trash dumpster. You have people come to the door at all hours of the day and night needing to use the phone, asking for a ride. You know, and so you live kind of in a fear, not of, like I can imagine a lot of people that may live in large cities have a fear of break-ins, or being mugged on the street or something like that. Whereas here, you're just, the threat does not come from your own people living in your country. They come from people coming over the border. And, you know, for many years, there was a big issue of theft, and anything that wasn't, you know, nailed down was taken along with them as they left. We don't see that so much anymore, because I think mostly people are trying to move through here as fast as they possibly can and get to the interstate, the bus terminals, and then, you know, disperse throughout the interior.
So it's just like it's basically a port of entry, but not a place where they want to stay forever. Huh?
No, not at all. I think that, you know, for the most part, they want to get out of here as fast as possible. They don't want to be caught here. The quicker they can get to that interstate, the better their chances are of just disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what amazes me is we don't have near the problem here in the area where I am as they do, for example, in Arizona. And what amazes me is that how many they don't catch. And I know that there's, you know, statistics on what they feel like they do, but, you know, at any given moment you'll see somebody, you call the Border Patrol, 9 times out of 10, they'll be down here and you'll be, well, they are gone now. And whether or not they end up catching them, I don't know. But I have actually followed myself people to make sure that by the time the Border Patrol did get there, that I was able to point out exactly where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just, you don't let your kids play outside anymore. You just, because you never know. I mean, you don't know who's coming over. And I think that's the point. We discuss about the different people coming from Mexico, coming from Central and South America. But there could be somebody coming in from Afghanistan, for all you know. I mean, you really don't know.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the fact of the matter is the Mexican government also, we're told, is heavily involved in giving people all the instruments they need to come
Absolutely.
To America, including these maps
Yes.
of America, maps of the cities, where
Yes.
to go, where to seek refuge, how to engage in traffic and so forth.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the American public are basically, with the little they know, they are very angry at this point. I mean, you remember speaking to me off air, and we were saying how, yes, it's different from last year. Last year we were on the air, and we were talking about it, and we were doing it every so often. Now the American public all over this landscape has tuned in to this issue, because now the American public is beginning to feel the pain level, and we're feeling it economically, you know, we're feeling it geographically, we're feeling it in every sense of the word, and the pain level is increasing. That's what it takes to get people, first of all, to take notice of the situation. You know, the politicians don't care about this country.
Right.
They're traitors, all of them, from
Yes.
Bush down. They could care less about America. They're world citizens. They're one-worlders. They're globalists. And we, the American public, if we are to take back this country, we are the ones who are going to have to do it. And we're going to do it whether they like it or not. That's what it comes down to, Marcy.
That's what it does. And I hope that I really hope that the anger and the frustration that people feel now, they'll use to let their congressmen email their senators and let them know how they feel about this issue. It is so important, and it's only going to get worse from this point on.
All right. Well, they're coming back now, and they're going to do their thing, they said, in Washington. But we're going to take some calls when we come back. 1-800-313-9443. The Invasion USA continues. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Well, here we are. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We will go right to the phones in about 3 minutes from now. So get on the line now if you'd like to speak to Marcy Bain, one of our defenders at the border. She's doing it her way. She's helping out, doing things that, unfortunately, most Americans probably at this point in time are either unable or unwilling to do. Our number, 800-313-9443. Marcy, you were explaining, of course, the various focal points, the various categories to this equation of the illegal invasion in terms of cost to us economically and politically, in terms of sovereignty and so forth. We haven't even scratched the surface, but,
yeah.
You know, it must be quite harrowing for someone like yourself to live right there at the border, half a mile, and it must be difficult for you to sleep at night sometimes.
You know, I'll tell you, and this is something I didn't mention earlier, but not even talking about the drug trafficking. You'll regularly find marijuana stashes that they've hidden in ditches or something on your property.
Mm-hmm.
there's incursions all the time of what appear to be either Mexican military. I believe 118 documented incursions in the last 5 years. You have camouflaged, I guess you could call them Navy SEALs of the drug trade coming over within feet of your house. And it's like the Wild West out here. I mean, I know that's a cliche, but it really, you feel like it is. And anybody coming to rescue you is within 20 or 30 minutes away. You are your only protection down here. And, yep. And that's an absolute truth.
Right. Right. There are many myths that go along with this business of trying to defend illegal invasion into the United States. And, of course, Bush is promoting them, the government in Washington, Congress, senators will come back and mouth the shibboleth of the National Lawyers Guild or the ACLU or what have you. But there are so many of them that as the program continues, I'd like to take a few of them and begin to expose each and every one of them for the sake of our audience so that they don't get led down this primrose path of political sophistry and political aphorisms designed to try to make this invasion somehow livable and palatable. I don't see any way around it.
Or more than that, make it seem like the best thing since sliced bread.
Well, we cannot allow. We cannot allow any kind of amnesty to go through.
No.
George Bush continues to say it's not amnesty. He continues to say the sun is cold. He continues to say the earth is square. Believe me, trust me, read my lips,
yes.
You know, and it's over and over again. Well, the American public today shows that they are not as gullible as they were even 6 months or a year ago. So hopefully we'll continue during this program to expose some of these myths that have been perpetrated upon the American public. But right now, let us take some calls, Marcy. I know you're ready to speak, and you've been on a number of programs. So here we go. You'll speak directly with our callers. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. And let us listen to a few callers right now in that alarm. Dan from Texas. Hello, Dan. You're on the program.
Yes, it's a pleasure to speak to you, Marcy. I'm very admired for your courage. Other people had courage like you do.
Well, thank you.
I live in Texas, too, so I know we're doomed with this jerk they got for a so-called traitor governor we got. But I was like, once they get to the interstate, how do they get up north? I mean, does the Vatican have a taxi cab service or something, or how do they get border to the...
Well, you know, you've got the bus system, which is in downtown El Paso. And even LULAC, actually, which is, we all know who LULAC is, and they actually do transporting of illegal aliens themselves and have been caught doing so on a number of occasions. But, you know, once you get up into that, you have to understand, I don't know where in Texas you're from, but, you know, I-10 is literally, you know, 3 or 4 miles, depending upon where you are, from the border. And, you know, once you get over here, you're on a bus and you're in any direction you want to go to, not to mention people stopping and giving rides and obviously those that that traffic people in the back of, you know, trucks and that kind of thing. So it's relatively easy once you get past there.
Yeah, I live in Houston. I mean, I can just ride around town and just happen to go and use a phone or something. And they got these shops, these guys are in there working like they're literally slaves. Sweatshops, mm-hmm. We're making air conditioning parts, you know, God knows what all they're doing. And they're working hard, too. I admire them. I'm not putting down the Mexicans. I think they should make Mexicans have jobs in Mexico and drag them up here. They can work for nothing and be slaves like they are. But also, you know, Arizona's fixing to build a privately funded wall. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I believe the Arizona Minutemen organization is basically kind of given somewhat of an ultimatum to the federal government suggesting that they build a wall or that they would put up private funds to do it themselves on, of course, private land.
Oh, there's on a news a while ago that there is going to be done. And of course, all the media news establishment scum are trying to say it's illegal, but obviously it's not. It's private land.
Right, correct.
And they're paying for the wall on their own land with assistance from other people donating money. And Texas could do that, too. I figured Bush might have a bomb to get rid of it, but other than that, all to work.
Well, you know, and one of the things that the liberals and so-called media don't like about the idea of a fence is that we're somehow becoming, you know, Nazi Germany and Berlin Wall, that kind of connotation comes to mind. But, you know, in reality, what's happening and what any liberal-minded person should be concerned about is the sub-slave class that's being created in the United States of America.
That oh, yes, ma'am.
Right now, you know, there's indentured servitude right now going on in this country.
Oh,
and
say,
our president and everyone else that's pro-illegal immigration is perpetuating that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here in Houston, seriously, you can ride around anywhere in Houston, and if you go down somewhere and see a big tin building on the side of the road, there's guys in there making candles. I mean, they're slaves. They're absolute slaves.
Absolutely.
Thousands of them. It's unbelievable. And not to mention the ones on the side of the road begging for work as you walk by.
Absolutely.
It's insane. I guess if people don't know what's going on, they do something about it.
And at the same time, the IRS is expending a great deal of capital going after law-abiding taxpayers because a flag went up on their audit or their return, and the government says they may be stealing from the Treasury. Can you imagine? These are American citizens who have been taxed to the hilt, and the government's going after them, not those that are draining the Treasury. You know, it's just an outrage.
It is, and it's very easy to go in. You know, we hear all this all the time, and one of Bush's and the talking heads' argument is that you could never do that. You could never round up all of the illegals and deport them. That would just be impossible.
That's not true.
It's not true, and one of the easiest ways to find them is using the Social Security and the IRS. To go in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, here they will not use it against the illegal invaders,
that's
but they
right.
want to use them to punish the law-abiding American.
Absolutely.
This is the paradox that shows the paucity of their argument. And when Bush says we can't do it, you know, I'm saying, well, what he knows he's lying through his teeth because it's not a matter of can't do it. It's won't do it.
Absolutely.
And the reason they won't do it is because they don't have the will to do it because, as we see now, the CFR document, this Council on Foreign Relations document, by one of the people that may be in this administration soon, Mr. Robert Pastor, they've come out and said, we cannot have an America with a boundary. We cannot have borders. We must have a global entity. So it's part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. That's right.
Part of the scheme. Gasoline prices, energy prices, and America racing. It's part of the plan, destroying the dollar and destroying our way of life. It's not by accident.
Hey, man, God bless you.
Thank you, Dan, for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go on now to Eric in Arkansas. Hello, Eric. You're on with Marcy.
Yes. I'm a little bit confused. Everybody's talking about having these politicians get together and make some sort of bill about all this terrible situation. Don't we have a bill about all this terrible situation? And if we do, what is it? No, but nobody's addressing what the bill is that we have. What is our immigration policy?
That's a very good question. Marcy, would you like to address that?
Well, you know, from what I understand right now, you know, if you're over here and don't come over here through with the proper paperwork, you are an illegal alien and can be deported. If you are an employer who hires an illegal alien, an undocumented worker, which means illegal alien, you can be fined. For years, as farmers here along the border, we were vigilant about filling out our I-9 forms to make sure that everyone we hired, we knew were legal citizens because we could be fined $10,000 per illegal working for your company. Now, what has happened to all of this, and what is in the last 15 years they've decided to look the other way? I don't know, but it is still illegal activity that is going on.
Well, not only that, but
we have laws right now that should take care of it, but obviously those laws are being ignored.
Anyone, Marcy, who's not here legally or has overstayed their agreement to be here. Doesn't have a green card or their visas, for instance. They may be from Europe. They
right.
may be white Americans.
Absolutely.
White Europeans. They may be from any continent. They're all here illegally.
Absolutely.
If they are not following the law.
Absolutely.
That is the immigration quota law. And these quotas, you know, by the way, are very, very interesting because the law was changed in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And we have really a potpourri now of groups and target population, so that this whole process of immigration has been totally bastardized and perverted in such a way as it has been rendered meaningless today. I'm talking about the legal process of immigration, never mind the illegals that are coming.
Right.
So we have a lot of work cut out for us.
Yeah, I think somebody should, get the papers to publish or, quit calling for the Congress to get together and pass some law and just establish or state what the law is and say, hey, you know, let's enforce this.
I don't think it's going to be done by Congress.
It would be no good to have a speed limit law if nobody's out there enforcing the speed
limit. Right, and you know what I think?
Well,
you know what I think?
We need to get together and pass another speed limit law.
Hey, Eric.
That's ludicrous.
Eric, what I think is going to happen is, if anything, the states are going to force the issue on the federal government.
Yeah.
Well, I know they rounded up a bunch over in Tennessee and some other states. What were the 21 states where that one company had like 11,000 illegal aliens working for them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what their concept with that particular sting operation was to show. I don't know if it's to get the people riled up or what. But
well, it's a good show right now. There's a show being put on.
Mm-hmm. And it demonstrates what they can do if they wanted to.
Right. They're willing to appropriate another $2 billion to beef up the border, whatever that means. And that means almost nothing, because you and I know that money goes as fast as it comes, and it's not addressing the problem. The problem is there is absolutely no sealing of this border. And until such a time as there is, with U.S. personnel, the National Guard being activated, our Marines being brought home, our Army, and them being put on the borders, there's not going to be any logical reason to support any immigration bill in Congress, because it doesn't address these issues.
And I hate to see the congressmen get together to try and pass a bill, because every time they do, it's worse for us.
Of course.
I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, I think, as much as we'd like to think in la-la land, you know, Marcy, I don't see these gangsters in Washington listening to the American public. They're puppets of the special interest, and the only thing that's going to stop them is when the states take back their sovereignty
right. And
do what they have to do to protect the border.
Well, and neither party really wants to do anything about the illegal.
No, of course
no,
not.
They don't.
They don't care about this country.
No.
They care about doing what the special interests who control the media want them to do. Genuflect. Yeah.
And what we see right now are both parties pandering to what they think is going to be a large voting block.
Right.
And that's it.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. Let's take another call. Don in Austin. Hi, you're on the program.
Yeah, I agree with you. They rounded up a bunch of them just to put on a show around this area, and then they say, well, they didn't have facilities to house them, just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
They publicize the rounding up, but they, you know, just barely hear about the fact that they just turn them loose again.
Of course. Or they wind
Spanish
up in prison.
Yeah, I speak Spanish pretty good, and I read it, and there's a lot of real inflammatory literature around where they, you don't hear them, you know, you see them in the media where they're smiling and looking nice. In some cases, you see them being real belligerent, too. But if they take over, there's places that you don't go anymore in certain parts of South Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're occupying it.
Well, it's like Southern California. And
right. Well,
Arizona, New Mexico.
You better have a big dog with you or something if you're going to take a walk.
We've got the MS-13 gang.
Oh, yeah.
They're
here in Austin.
They're everywhere. They're here in Providence, where I am.
They've had us.
Yeah.
They're all over.
I know what's that, no?
and the Mexican gangs in California. I mean, there's estimates that as many as 60% of them are illegal aliens.
Well, it's a bad. What I believe is this whole thing has been, to some degree, plotted and schemed by the same people. Has had a lot to do with being what they used to call the outside agitators in the civil rights movement. And of course, most people agree. You know, the blacks should have all their rights and everything. I think most people agree on that all around. A lot of people don't want to intermarry, and I'm you know, that doesn't mean I'm a Nazi. I mean, I like to have my kids look like, you know, my parents and my grandparents.
Well, Well, that's a part of the problem as well.
Well, I mean,
so
but
we're
if
being
you say
over...
that, you're called a racist.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, the fact of the matter is they look at us the same way they accuse us of looking as looking at them. And in fact, I got a column. I'm going to read parts of it a little bit later on. But I heard you breathing there. You wanted to say something, Marcy?
Well,
go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know, one of the things that bothers me so bad about this issue is what you get from the liberals, the left, immediately is when you talk about immigration is, well, you're a racist. You're a racist. I mean, that's the first thing they pull up, and it scares people, including our own, you know, congressmen, Republican congressmen and senators up in Washington, scares them into silence. And the thing is that racism knows no skin color. Anybody can be a racist. And to state facts and to talk about what hurts America does not make you a racist.
All right, we got a break.
Real quick?
Don, hold on. We'll be back with you and others. We got to take a break. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, we're back with Border Watcher Marcy Bain. And Marcy, I was going to allude to a column that was syndicated in the United States in a bunch of newspapers by Michael Waller. I don't know if you've heard of him, J. Michael Waller. He's a professor of international communications at the Institute of World Politics in Washington. This column is actually quite interesting, quite good. and it was entitled, Should We Try Mexico's Immigration Law? And he talks about what it's like to be a violator of Mexico's border. And I'd like to read some of these as time goes on. But right now, we still have callers on the line. And, Don, you wanted to add another point to what you were just saying.
Yeah, real briefly. Sure. A lot of times when you start to talk to some opposing group and they'll make some outlandish comment that, you know, you're a racist and a neo-Nazi and all that, you aren't able to follow through with your original point at all. A lot of people feel obligated to go through a real long, complicated ritual of talking about how many brown friends, you know, defend themselves, how many, different, good, you know, how they're not racist and all that. And by that time, you use your energy up. And,
that's the tactic of the sure. left. Is
they've
name
been taught. They've been taught that by the people out of Monterrey, Mexico, San Juan. There are some people that are steering this whole thing and financing it and providing literature. It's organized. It's not just these individuals.
Well, look, there are schools for this in this country and the world.
When you take a mob, though, and you stir them up, you can create some potential violence.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit and listen to the rest of it.
Well, and you have to understand that, you know, Mexico's, what they get out of this is basically money. I mean, the money that legal and illegal immigrants send back to Mexico is third only to oil exports and tourism. And I believe as of last year, it brought in the same amount of money as tourism did.
Don't forget, Mexico owes the World Bank tons of money. The World Bank is a taxing institution. It's a theft institution. This is the Federal Reserve System. This is the World Bank, the IMF. These are lending agencies which want to be repaid, and they have to be repaid by governments.
Mm-hmm.
And governments tax their citizens. When the Mexican government plunders its citizens, as it has for the last 80 or 90 or 100 years,
mm-hmm.
and become a socialist country, guess where they're going to go next? Right here.
That's right.
And that's why America today is being taxed out of existence. The middle class is being liquidated to support a barbaric insurgency in our own country. This is where the insurgency is. It's not in Iraq because we have no business being there. It's right here on American soil. And we refuse to recognize it. We refuse to call it for what it is. And until we do, we are not going to address this issue. Only on this program, this network, these types of shows, are people talking about the real issues. The media won't address them because, as Don just said, you know, the media will always put out their poster child in this so-called immigration movement, and then they'll put a David Duke type on the other side and say, now that's what these people in these groups, the militia, and this is what they really want. They really want a Ku Klux Klan, the whole nation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they do. This is what they're experts at.
Absolutely. I mean, we're politically correcting ourselves into a horrible situation that people better just, get strong and stop worrying about being called something. I mean, it's just you stick to the truth. You stick to what's really
right.
going on.
And let the chips fall.
Absolutely.
Okay. I see the clock ticking. We have a break coming up, and we have Leslie, a female from Virginia, who would like to join us. And we have Steve from New York and more. There's a line available for you right now at 800-313-9443. We welcome new first-time callers all the time. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, our guest Marcy will be right back with more.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.